Museum the Furnace of Tavernole, a cathedral of work on the European path of iron. It's not easy to identify the great building rising on the gravel bed of the river on the way out of the town of Tavernole, a furnace still active at the beginning of the 20th century. The tower where the mineral was transformed into cast iron is actually located inside. The tall chimneys standing above the roof disappeared lots of years ago, and the coal storage lined up in a long row behind the building hosts today the town library and the town historical archive. Unlike the other furnaces of Valle Trompia, the one in Tavernole has come to us essentially intact, even if it underwent a process of decay in the past few decades. Active in the 15th century, the furnace has been documented since 1487, when Leonardo da Vinci completed two travels to Valle Trompia at the end of the 15th century and at the beginning of the 16th century, to examine in person the methods of extraction and manufacturing of iron. Later in Catastico Bresciano, Cadaster of the province of Brescia, compiled by the Venetian Podestà, chief magistrate, historic and Italian title, between 1609 and 1610, the news of the presence of un forno da ferro et una comodissima fusina, that is, a furnace for iron working and a very convenient smithy. Two centuries later, a more detailed and suggestive account about the functioning of a blending furnace has come through the notes of Giambattista Brocchi, whose 19th century essay contains all the information we have today of the furnaces alla Bresciana, which produced iron using charcoal as fuel. Brocchi, in his report, states, 8 men are responsible for the furnace service: a master, a submaster or learner, the discentino, younger learner, a pestalope, a person who heated the chaff of the iron which hadn't been molten, 2 braschini, 2 people that do whatever was needed, and 2 ministratori del carbone, coal managers. During the last quarter of the 19th century, the implant joined the circuit of the great industry, becoming an experimenting field for an innovative industrial man as Francesco Glisenti. However, the new life of the manufacturing complex lasted only 25 years, until, in the 20th century, it hosted a sawmill for a few decades. The new life of the furnace came with the acquisition of the building by the town of Tavernole, to be turned into a museum by the museum system of Valle Trompia, and appraised thanks to the work of a group of citizens united in the Friends of the Furnace Association. Open to the public in 2002, the charm of this majestic cathedral of work revives in one of the most celebrated archaeological industrial monuments of European interest. The museum itinerary. The preparation of the furnace doesn't propose a museum collection, but rather a museum narration. From the intermediate level where the entrance is located, you access a big room where meetings and shows take place, and where a video briefly proposes the history of the furnace. Here, displayed to the public, you can find the Giuseppe Ganzola's collection, which includes farmers, tools, working tools, hand-to-hand weapons and fire guns, dating back from the 15th to the 19th century, representative of the noble art of the ferrarezze, that is, hardware and metalware. The itinerary, equipped with illustrative panels, proceeds going inside one of the places one assigned to the workers, followed by two rooms where two personalities who came to the valley between the 15th and the 16th century will welcome you, Leonardo da Vinci and the master of the Gardonese furnace, Giovanni de Zambonari. Then you go down to the level where the river is, in the big area which resulted from the expansions executed by Francesco Grisenti around 1870, where you meet the mallet evoking the work of the pestalope, responsible to break the dross produced by diffusion to recuperate the metal pieces that could still be used. In an adjacent space, three screens reproduce all photographs taken by Pietro Vistali, showing the woods of the valley, suppliers for centuries of timber for the production of coal, using the furnaces and in the smithies. The impressive view of the Canecchio, as the furnace towers was called, is now displayed in front of us. Once you leave the area opening up at the base of the tower, the itinerary gets to the upper floor, where the fueling bridge of the furnace opens up. Information on the productive capacity of the furnace accompany the visitor to the broad loft preceding the exit, oftentimes used for temporary exhibitions, with its two rooms available in the mezzanine floor. Educational services. The furnace is the reign of the four elements, water, air, earth and fire. Designed rooms destined to the educational sessions allow the execution of specific activities dedicated to the younger visitors. The tactile experience on the material intends to involve children and young boys and girls in the understanding of the deep nature of the activities carried out at the old furnace. At the beginning of every school year, the museum system collects the educational proposal prepared for schools and organized groups, accompanied by activities divided into itineraries, embracing the whole territory, the path of iron and of mines, the path of the sacred and of the art, the woods narrate. The Furnace of Tavernole, Leonardo da Vinci and a Tale. In order for the younger visitors to get closer to the archaeological industry patrimony of Valle Trompia, the SIBCA, Cultural and Environmental Heritage System of Valle Trompia, has started the publication of the small volume titled L'Aria della Gioconda, The Look of the Gioconda, or otherwise Il Segreto della Fusione, The Secret of Melting, from the famous writer Roberto Piumini. In a succession of fantastic adventures and plot twists, the author imagines the creation of the famous painting dedicated to the Gioconda during one of the trips of Leonardo to the valley, documented in 1487. The volume is splendidly illustrated with the colored boards by Gianni De Conno and completed by brief sheets curated by Gigi Paladin, informing on the history of Valle Trompia, on the transformation of the furnace into a museum, and on Leonardo and his masterpiece.